Today on Rotary Matters, it's a great pleasure to have with us as our guest, Mark Hedges. Mark is a member of the Rotary Club of Turramurra, in charge of the international projects, one of which is to do with the provision of ophthalmic services locally and elsewhere, particularly in the Philippines. And Mark, can we just begin in the Philippines and give us an idea of what the project is, and when did it all begin, and how did it begin?
Thanks, Ian. Yes, our project has been running for some time now. It started in 2017 when one of our Rotary Club members was having his eyes treated by a local ophthalmologist. The ophthalmologist's name is Associate Professor Jeffrey Painter. And as it transpired, our member reported back to the club that Jeffrey had been undertaking a number of international missions to provide ophthalmic help, primarily to identify and treat people with cataracts in underprivileged areas. Jeffrey had been working in the Solomons, and more recently he had been operating in the Philippines in a relatively remote area, which is northwest of Manila in Isabela province, at a place called Santiago City. He and his team had been traveling to Santiago City on an annual basis to work with the local hospital to identify people who had no other means of getting their eyes treated for cataracts. So we were very interested in how we could become involved and assist in that process, in that project, which we did. And we participated in two missions to Santiago City in 2018-2019. Rotary provided funding. We applied for a grant from the Rotary Foundation in the US and were successful in obtaining about 50,000 Australian dollars, which we used for helping with training of people who could go into remote areas and do some preliminary screening, together with providing some equipment for them to scale up the project. So in 2019, the mission treated around about 1,000 people by way of initial screening, and that resulted in actually operating on about 140 people.
So Mark, that was is this all to do with cataract?
This is largely cataracts, although other eye diseases were identified and treated, such as foreign objects in people's eyes, but it was primarily cataracts.
Right.
And this is people who were partially or completely blind due to cataracts. So we made a difference to the lives of about 1,000 people who otherwise would not have had the means to get their eyesight treated in 2019.
So how big was the team then that Jeffrey Painter would take with him on these annual visits to the Philippines, Mike?
So typically there'd be three or four other people who would travel from Australia, ophthalmologists, a theatre nurse who is skilled in ophthalmic treatment. Kerry Legg is the name of the lady, and she is the CEO of Chatswood Private Hospital, which is a large contributor to cataract treatment in northern Sydney.
So this continued from 2017, 18 and 19. A thousand people were seen. Procedures took place on 140 of those. What was the reaction of the local ophthalmologists in the Philippines to this very generous gesture coming in from overseas, relieving many of their community of eye problems? Were they, did they embrace it all, or were they a little bit sort of suspicious? How did that work?
I think it's fair to say that they were by and large supportive. The team made sure that they reached out to the Academy of Ophthalmologists in the Philippines, and particularly the leader of the local chapter, who actually physically became involved in the process as well, and was assisting with these operations. Bearing in mind that the Philippines does not have the quality of safety net that that Australia does, and therefore many of these people had either an extremely long waiting list to be treated, or in some cases, because they were in remote areas, didn't have an avenue available for treatment at all. So it's not as if we were competing with the cohort that that many of the ophthalmologists locally would be treating at all.
Oh, COVID comes along, you're not able to go over to the Philippines in quite the same way. What is the situation there right now in terms of the provision of ophthalmic services? Has it improved as a result of the gesture that you began in 2017?
Well, certainly those people that have been treated, we don't expect that they will have a recurrence of their eye disease.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been unable to travel to the Philippines during COVID times, we expect that when we recommence those missions, there will be a large portion of the relevant population that does need treatment.
Right.
So, you know, eye disease and particularly cataracts can affect anybody from children to the elderly. So we think that there is certainly a need for us to recommence this work in the Philippines.
Right. So hopefully that will be able to begin again. In the meantime, Mark, you weren't idle. You turned your focus to the condition of people here in Australia that might need the services that you were taking to the Philippines. You chose Griffith as a location for this. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, that's quite an interesting story. In 2020, when it became apparent that we would not be able to continue with our mission in the Philippines, we recognised that we had a cohort of...
So that's Mark Hedges there. We'll be back with Mark shortly. Hey, welcome back to Rotary Matters. It's Ian Stewart, your host here. And a reminder, you're on Triple H 100.1 FM, community radio at its best. So today I've been talking with Mark Hedges regarding an ophthalmology project which began in the Philippines, supported by Mark and his colleagues from the Rotary Club of Tarahumara. When COVID struck, they weren't able to travel there anymore, and so they focused their attention on the needs of people here more locally, in this case in the southwest of New South Wales, around the town of Griffith. They got the support of the Ministry of Health and the volunteers who provided the ophthalmological services. And I wanted to find out how it all worked out for them when they took this project onshore to Griffith. And this is me talking earlier today on Zoom with Mark Hedges. You chose Griffith as a location for this. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, that's quite an interesting story. In 2020, when it became apparent that we would not be able to continue with our mission in the Philippines, we recognised that we had a cohort of highly skilled ophthalmologists who were quite willing to provide their services elsewhere in the world. So we thought long and hard in our Rotary Club about how we could continue to provide ophthalmic treatment. And it dawned on us that there are needy people in our backyard, and that we could travel within New South Wales. So through the office of our local Member of Parliament, who is also a member of our club, Alistair Henskins, and I'd like to acknowledge his assistance in this project, we were introduced to the Ministry of Health in New South Wales. We asked them for their advice on which local health districts we might offer this service to, and they actually polled all of the regional local health districts, and the Murrumbidgee local health district showed significant interest. So we were introduced to the people in Griffith, primarily the base hospital, and they encouraged us to provide the services in Griffith. So it took some time to develop a program, but in early 2022, Jeffrey and his team started undertaking monthly missions to Griffith to identify and treat people with eye disease. Prior to that, Griffith had not had an ophthalmic service available for 17 years. So the local community in Griffith was excited that that ophthalmics had returned to Griffith. We partnered with the Griffith Aboriginal Medical Service, GAMS, who are the only bulk billing clinic in Griffith, to help identify people with cataracts, not just in Griffith, but also in surrounding areas. That's proved to be very successful, and we've had a number of training missions to GAMS to identify people with a certificate for in community services to undertake basic screening of eye disease and to identify cataracts. So since we've started that, we've actually provided services in remoter areas. So there's a clinic operating in Hay, which has a screener located there, and there's also one in Lake Cajelico where a local GP has been trained in screening for eye disease, and that's been very helpful to extend the reach of this service to more remote areas. So it's going well, and there is a monthly visit from Jeffrey and his team to undertake ophthalmic surgery in Griffith.
And Mark, how many people have been seen in this process since you began the program down in Griffith?
Well, typically each monthly visit would see about 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been running since early 2022.
Right.
The impact on that has been a reduction in the public waiting list from a little under 2 years to approximately 1 month. So wow. it's been a phenomenal change to the waiting list and the service provided to the people of the Western Murrumbidgee Local Health District. And of course, that was one of the things that interested the Ministry of Health, because they were aware of this long waiting list that they wanted to attack.
Well, congratulations to you for advancing this whole project. Where do you go now? Is there other areas of New South Wales that you could apply the same process?
I don't think our work is complete in Griffith yet. One of the things that we want to do with GAMS is to extend the reach of screening, not just to Hay and Lake Cajelico, but to places where there are not clinics, to smaller communities in the Murrumbidgee Local Health District. And the way that we will do this is by training their health staff that go to smaller communities and undertake a general health check. This could occur under the auspices of a federal program called Tackling Indigenous Smoking, and that will look at things like identifying a range of diseases, and including in that, once we train the screeners to screen for eye disease. We expect that training will happen in 2024. And that in the back half of 2024, that we can include ophthalmic screening in smaller and remoter communities. I think once we do that, we'll be confident that we really have a good coverage throughout the geography. you asked the question about, you know, can this be extended elsewhere? And there's nothing to stop this program being replicated in other areas or in other disciplines. It's been remarkably successful, but it's very much due to the cooperation of some medical professionals with a social conscience, and also the cooperation of the local medical service, the Griffith-based hospital, which have collaborated to deliver a first-class outcome, and something that has made a huge difference to the people of the Western Murrumbidgee Local Health District.
So those authorities down there would presumably now be quite receptive if an offer came to them to provide not ophthalmology services, but say another condition, urology or...
Correct, or cardiac treatment. Yes, and what underlines that is that the program earlier this year, or was it late last year? No, it was earlier this year, received an award for excellence by the local health district, which gave us a real shot in the arm that this project is being recognised not just by the community but also by the local health district. So I've mentioned to basically anybody that'll listen that this model can be extended or it can be replicated. Right now, we still think that we have plenty of opportunities and challenges in the Murrumbidgee area. So there's little thought of expanding it, but longer term, that's a possibility as well.
Well, Mark, congratulations to you and listeners. Mark, by profession, is not a doctor. He's had a long and very successful career in business, but he is a Rotarian, a member of Toramara Rotary Club, and it was his initiative to advance the project in the Philippines and latterly in Griffith. And it does sound as if there's a huge amount of potential to take it further. So Mark Hedges, on behalf of Rotary Matters, thank you very much indeed for taking time to tell us about it. If listeners wanted to support you in any way, is there something that they could do?
Well, there is always a need for funding. Mm-hmm. There is an ongoing requirement for training material, which we need to provide to all of the candidates for the screening program. There is also a need for a digital retinal camera that will allow them to go to remote communities and photograph the back of people's eyes to identify eye disease. Currently, we are borrowing one from the manufacturer, but we expect that we will need to buy one next year. So there is a need for that, which we will be looking at how we can fund in 2024.
What sort of the capital cost of that, roughly, Mark?
It's around $15,000 then.
Right. Okay. Well, that should be attainable. All right.
Yes. Yes. We're confident that we can acquire it somehow.
Well, thank you very much indeed for telling us that story, and wishing you every success in the future. Well done.
Thank you, Ian. It's been a pleasure.